This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night was probably not the finest hour for your Buccos. I don't remember a game like that, to be honest. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Pirates, and then we'll get to some other stuff. And then, of course, right before Pirates preview with Chris Mack, I'll get back to it. But I don't remember a game like that in a long, long time. After, was it Meadows and Marte got the big hits to make it 5-0? Musgrove was cruising. It looked like it was going to be a game they were just going to walk away and really not much was going to happen, and they were going to probably win the game like 6-1. So I flicked it a couple of channels down. There was something else. I forget what I was watching. It was another sporting event of some sort. Flip it back, and it's 5-5. So I had to watch the playback to just see exactly what in the heck happened. You know, there's a lot of controversy, I guess, about the fact that Musgrove, plunked a guy, and that started or led to the comeback. I don't understand that line of thinking. There was a 3-run homer that was given up. There was also an error. And it's kind of funny, you know, David Freese, sort of like Sean Rodriguez, is the guy that they put in as your defensive guy. And, of course, like Sean Rodriguez, he may have cost them a game with an error. I mean, Rodriguez, you know, had a couple of games in a row where he blew it. But last night's game was amazing to me. And it just goes to underscore this team, you know, there is seemingly always going to be some sort of a leak with this team. Whether it's the starters go through a stretch where they struggle, whether it's the bullpen, or it's the bats. It's a team that seems to have a lot of flaws. And those kinds of teams, there's nowhere to run and hide in a 162-game season. There just isn't. You are not in a position where you can run and hide when you think about it, because it just is every single day, every single day. You can have some stretches where you do good things and play well, and then you have some other stretches where you don't play well. And that's what happens in 162 games. And the teams that are better, well, guess what? They have those less of those bad stretches. So I think that is one of those things to me where we could, you know, sit here all day and talk about this team and the problems. But the reality is they're just probably not quite good enough. And as a result, you're going to have stretches like this. Now, last night's game was an extreme, obviously. But it does underscore, if you think about it, how poor the bullpen really is. I mean, if this is, if this is a situation with this team that they need to do something, I think that that's where they need to do something. And I'll tell you, to me, I know that Chad Cole and Joe Musgrove have probably been the two best pitchers on this team. I'm going to tell you, I think it might be time to move one of them into the bullpen just to help the bullpen. I mean, Musgrove was a really, really, really good reliever last year. Played really well. And I think you put him down there, and I think he is, you know, to a point where it really sort of solidifies some things, because he can do what this team needs. In terms of being able to go out and and get in it, you know, get outs late and get them out of, you know, innings and get them out of jams. I mean, Musgrove's got that kind of stuff. And then Chad Cole's got that kind of arm too. So I know that, you know what, hey, they're the two best pitchers that this team has. I understand that. Right now they are, but, you know, right now they're pitching better than anyone. I mean, Chad Cole has been really, really good, you know, five out of his last six. Joe Musgrove's been really good. But those two guys are probably two guys that you have that best can help your bullpen. And so, to me, if you look at those two guys, you say, we've got to put one of them down there for now. Because you can't get guys out. It's just amazing to me. But you've got to figure something out here. You've got to figure out where you can have your best players on this roster and how to do it so that you can, you know, try to avoid some of the stuff that's going on these last 25 games. And one of the ways, to me, commit to Nick Kingham in your rotation, and with Nova Williams and with Tyon, and then either Cole or Musgrove is your fifth guy, and to put the other guy in the bullpen and get rid of one of these guys that you have down there that can't seem to get anybody out. I mean, remember a few weeks ago, you know, Michael Feliz was, you know, the definitive proof that it was a steal what they got for Gerrit Cole. Well, he's kind of cooled off. Edgar Santana started to cool off. Kyle Crick started to cool off. Neveroskis, I've never thought was a legitimate option anyway. Get rid of some of those guys. I think it's, you know, it's really doesn't make a lot of sense. Get rid of them all. Because to me, not all of them, but you got to get rid of some of them. And to me, I mean, one easy thing to do is put one of your better pitchers back in the bullpen so you can at least get the game to Vasquez. You know, that's a big, big problem. You know, Musgrove went six innings last night, 88 pitches. I think you could have probably seen if he could have gone one more inning. But, you know, if you could have went Musgrove to, like, Chad Cole or Musgrove to I guess not Musgrove to Musgrove, but if you could have gone, say, Nova seven innings to Musgrove or whatever, you know, to me, those you want to have your best players on the roster. And I don't think the Pirates do right now. I think Kingham should be here and be in the rotation, and one of these relievers needs to go. And if you can find another guy that maybe can get some outs, get rid of another one, send him back down. You know, I think it's to the point where you might even go and look for a trade. And I think that's the key. To me, that's the key when it comes to the whole situation with the bullpen. You can fix it or at least help it out, but you're going to have to suck it up and take one of your best starters and maybe put one of your best starters down in the bullpen, at least for the time being, until some of these guys figure it out. I mean, I keep hearing about what great arms they have, and maybe they do have great arms, but you know what? It's not great when they either can't throw strikes or when they throw strikes, it gets hit. You know, they have some really good young pitchers, but they just don't have enough experience down there. And to me, you can't blow a 5-0 lead. You know, again, anybody that thinks that, well, if Musgrove doesn't hit that, you know, doesn't start the bean brawl, well, then, you know, this team would have won and blah, 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 that's stupid. If Freeze makes a play, if Edgar Santana doesn't, you know, serve up a gopher ball, if Kyle Crick doesn't throw the ball over the park, they win the game. So the Pirates, to me, at this point right now, they need to figure this out. But they need to figure out the first thing they need to do, figure out who their best 25 guys in their organization is, and forget about all the other nonsense. Put them on the roster, and let's see what happens when you have your best 25 guys up here and let them play and let your best eight players play every single night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.